It's been announced by the government that driverless cars will be trialled on the roads of the UK by January 2015. The Ministry for Transport has invited cities to compete to host one of three trials. But the UK aren't the first to allow testing on public roads. In the US, California, Nevada, and Florida have all approved tests of the vehicles. In 2013, Nissan carried out Japan's first public road test of an autonomous vehicle. So here's your quickfire science about driverless cars with Hannah Critchlow and Hannah Tooley.
Since cars were first invented, they've slowly been becoming more and more automated. Anti-lock braking and cruise control are now common in most vehicles.
Cars which automatically maintain a safe distance from the car in front, and even which can park themselves, are now for sale. However, it is likely that completely autonomous vehicles are still a way away.
Driverless cars can use varying combinations of lasers, sonar, radar, and infrared sensors to scan the road ahead and around them. Combined with cameras to detect road markings and signs, and GPS to navigate, this allows them to build up a picture of the world they're travelling through.
Google's autonomous car, for example, uses 64 rotating laser beams called LIDAR, taking more than a million measurements per second to form a 3D model that's accurate to the centimetre.
In the future, it's likely that cars will be able to communicate with each other. This means the car could have an advance warning of vehicles ahead braking or changing lane, making it much easier and safer for them to plan their manoeuvres. One of these systems is currently being tested in Detroit.
Better communication will also allow driverless cars to form road trains following each other. This will reduce accidents and traffic jams, increasing the capacity of the roads. The aerodynamic effect will also help to improve fuel efficiency by up to 30%.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration estimates that more than 90% of road crashes involve human error. So it's likely that driverless cars will actually be safer than current vehicles.
One of the biggest barriers in bringing autonomous vehicles to market is price. The LIDAR on the roof of Google's cars currently cost around $75,000. However, they hope to have it down to a more affordable price by 2018.
Legal issues are also contentious, as many driving laws will need to be rewritten. If an autonomous car does crash, it isn't clear who would be responsible, so this makes insurance more complicated.